2. The Lion. In his lifetime, he would prove himself a master detective, risking life and limb in a long, dangerous game against cunning, desperate criminals. But on this occasion, as on so many others, he would solve a mystery of a different sort with a genius perhaps unmatched in all of history. And it all began with a letter. The letter was waiting when he arrived home. His niece, Catherine, with whom he shared a home in London, had set it on the table among his other mail. But when he saw that it came from the scientist and mathematician Jean Bernoulli, he left the rest untouched and carried this envelope to his desk. Noting that it was postmarked a few days earlier, in January 1697, he read the contents. 6 months have passed since I sent these two problems to the leading mathematicians of Europe, challenging them to find solutions. All who have tried to find answers have failed, or have failed to reply, which I must assume is the same thing. Only Leibniz, in Germany, has claimed success, but I note he has revealed nothing of his supposed solution. So now I send these problems to you, in England. See what you can do with them. Bonne chance, Bernoulli. The other pages in the envelope contained the two problems that had baffled the other mathematicians. He looked at them briefly. Interesting. And removing his coat, folded it over the back of a chair. Then, assuring himself that there were paper and a full bottle of ink, he sat down at his desk and began to do what he did best. Think. Much later, he set down his pen, stretched, and yawned. Then he noticed that the time was 4 a.m. He had been in another realm altogether, the country of the mind. There, in 12 hours, he had solved both of Jean Bernoulli's mathematical riddles. He sent a copy of his work to a friend at England's Royal Society, asking, "Please publish this under the Society's name, without specifying that it is mine." Nevertheless, when the Society's journal reached readers across Britain and Europe, those readers identified at once the one individual who could have done this work. Jean Bernoulli, who had posed the problems, quoted to his colleagues an old Roman saying, "Tanquam ex ungue leonem." We recognize the lion by his claw. The lion was Isaac Newton. How did this extraordinary genius revolutionize mathematics and science? How did he risk his life to serve his nation when a gang of criminals threatened to destroy its economy? How did his work allow later thinkers to unlock further mysteries? Who were those later geniuses? That is our story.